Blog Talk Radio.
Called Fear Is Not Welcome by Brian Courtney Wilson.
Holly Favor, how you doing?
I'm blessing Holly Favor as well. How about you, Pastor Leroy?
Well, you know what? I'm doing phenomenal, Pastor Ken, and I appreciate you letting me on your show, my brother.
Amen. Anytime. Have you heard any more from Kent?
Well, we did a show about 3 hours ago. You might want to listen to it, Pastor Ken. Obviously, you don't listen to our show, but that's cool. I love you, brother. Anyway, doesn't matter.
All righty. Well, Pastor Wanda, you can take us where you left off last night. Okay.
We have a different topic. The Holy Spirit didn't change it. Yesterday, last night, we was on something. We have something new because today is new mercy. Today, God had gave the Holy Spirit, God, after I got off speaking last night, he gave me about the tongue, okay? Tonight, Welcome women and women of God, daughters of King. The sermon tonight is life and death are in the power of the tongue and what it means to be, what the word of God means. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Father God. Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. The tongue can be used as a weapon to harm and destroy, as a tool to build or to heal. What kind of impact do your words have? When we was growing up, I used to remember they used to say, stick your stone and break your bones, but words will never hurt. Maybe you heard it and said it, but do you believe it? Someone reversed it into sticks and stone may break your bones, but words will break your heart. And I want to go in this newspaper letter that carries a tragic story of a teenager girl who began on an online relationship with an admirer in a cyberspace chat room. The boyfriend, who was really her neighbor, posing as someone, broke up with her and wrote her the world would be a better place without her. The girl read these words, and then she killed herself. When we have acid tongues burn, or what kind of word refers your soul? We've all wished we could react a thought, jab, or had a perfect word to say at the right time. The Bible tells us these types of words that bless, we can bless or we can curse. The Bible shows the difference between the life-giving tongue and a destructive one. I want to look at Johnny Gill as a commentary. He explains about the life and death and the power of the tongue of a witness according to the testimony that bears, or judge according to the sentence they pass, of teachers according to the doctrine they preach, of all men, who by the will or ill speaks brings death or life to themselves and others. Some by their tongues, rather too free use of them or to falsehood, they utter and they cause death to themselves and others. And some by the silence or by the prudent speech and prevail intercessors, secure and obtain life for themselves and others. Yet judgment at the last days will proceed according to man's word. By their words they shall be justified, and by their word they shall be condemned. And that's in Matthew 12:37. The tongue is the instrument either of a great deal of good or of a great deal of evil. Matthew Henry's Ad the Helpful explained, the testimony of our conscience would be for us or be against us according to what we have or what we have not, governed by our tongue. Of course, as the fruit of your mouth is good or bad, until the inequity of until unrighteous. So the character of a man is the consequence of a testimony of his conscience concerning him. We ought to take a great care about the words we speak, and we do not have the fruit of our tree of to increase this earth, which we are eating. For according to the wholesome or unwholesome, so we'll have the pleasures of pain or whereafter we have to be fulfilled. My throat still kind of bothering me. I went to the doctor today, but God, praise the Lord. Bishop Patrick, a man may do a great deal of good or a great deal or to hurt, both to others and to himself according to the use of his tongue. One has been his own death by the foul tongue, or the death of others by a false tongue. In contrast, many, one has saved his own life, proceeded the comfort of it by the prudent, gentle tongue, and saved the life of others by the seasoned testimony or interceding for themselves. And if by words we must justify or condemn, death and life is in the power of the tongue, no doubt about it, in the power of the tongue. The word blessing and cursing, let's consider the power of each of us, the tongue dwells. Okay. You have, what words that are you speaking, are you building or are you tearing down or cutting down? Building. Building words instruct, improve, build up, edify, affirm, or promoting growth. In Ephesians 4:29, in the word of God, it said, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others according to the need, that it may benefit for those who are the listeners. Since compelling the words of affirmation, strengthen people, positive traits, God's words builds up in by telling us we are in Christ and how to live victoriously. Let's look at a critical tongue. In contrast, critical words judge, find fault, they tear down, they beat down, and focus on defective and inadequate. And Proverbs 11:9 says, with that words, the godless destroy their friend. A client tried to give her critical mother a perfect Christmas gift with a little money. She lists 10 projects her mother wanted done and promised to complete them. When her mother opened her gifts and read the list, she said, is that all? With three small words, she crushed her daughter. Do you want to be known by a problem, identify, or encourage her? A giver of life or a giver of death, criticize may be more easy than craftsmanship. Be a craftsman anyway. All right, amen.
Amen.
Let's look at a loving word or unwholesome or an unwholesome word. Loving words. Loving word reflects God's nature, his attribute. Love is a hallmark of a believer and perfect regulator of the tongue. In John 13:35 and 1 Corinthians 13:1-3, love speaks a person's eternal best and tells the truth in constructive ways. It never flatters, but warns, confronts, and protects. In Ephesians, we speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. And it's in Ephesians 4:15-25. Let's get Romans 13:10. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirement of God's law. An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 27:6. Wounds for sincerity friends are better than many kisses from your enemies. In Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. We must check the motive behind what we want to say. Sincere love blesses people. Wholesomeness words are the opposite of loving words. They make unfair comparisons. Why can't you be like? They use people as a dumping ground for worry, needless chatter, and negative information. Such thoughts harm people, mental, physical, and moral well-being. Ephesians 4:29-30. Whereas love speaks the truth for the good of the hearers and show respect, unwholesome word manipulate and use people and grieve the Holy Spirit. Discard this talk like unripened fruit. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others according to the needs. That is, may benefit for those who listen. Amen. Let's take a break. Come on, God. Thank you, Lord. Let's take a break. I got this move. Let's take a break.
Okay. All righty. Let's play a song here. Okay. It's called Something Has to Break. Here we go.
This man, I have no fucking idea what this is, man. You know, I don't care. Just bring her on. Just get her the fuck out of here. I don't want her in my house no more, man. Tonight, Domino's is going to show up here at some point tonight.
Hey, man. break. Dewana, back to you.
Amen. All right. The last one. We was on. Thank you, Father. You know, God is an awesome God. You know, I just had to just thank him. We're going to Psalm 141:3. Take control of what I
can control.
In Proverbs 10:19, a multitude of words, sin is not lacking. But he who restrains his lip is wise, Proverbs 10:19. Let's look at gossiping. In Proverbs 11:13, 16:28, 26:20, a gossip betrays a confidant. Separate a close friend, keeping a core going. Amen? Does your tongue encourage, give life, or ridicule with death? To encourage is to inspire with courage or hold hearers. Encouragement provides the home team advantage. It urges people to be safe, exercise their godly given gift. God given gift.
So you know that Moses is, you know.
What? I'm not doing that tonight because, you know, God is good. He said, give thanks in all things. So I'm going to keep on talking for what God gave. It says, I believe you. Through Christ, you can do it. You're not alone. We encourage people to show respect for them, even when their opinion are different from ours. We listen and empathize instead of optimizing the pain of those who hurt. In Hebrews 3:13, be encouraged to one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin or deceitfulness. And 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Geese in flight honk to encourage the geese in front who breaks the resistance of the wind. My husband is a cheerleader. He encouraged me to exercise my spiritual gift even though they take times away from domestic responsibility. Who has close to you call you the cheerleader. Ridicule. Controversial. Ridicule mark, disriot, taunt. Name calling. Ridicule is a form of rejection and devalue people by who are made by God. A friend's family called her little dummy growing up. Name call is not funny to the one who derides. Ridicule word cloak the thin veil of humor. Still hurts. Even if you don't mean it ill. It's an ill gotten words. If a person is injured by them, your tongue has become a destructive weapon, not a life-giving tool. Ridicule can be taken from the form of making light of someone's sorrow. In Ephesians 5:4, nor should you be our sin, foolish talking, poor talking, which out of the place would give rather thanks. Proverbs 25:20. Like one who takes away a garment on a cold day is like vinegar poured on the wounds is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. In James 3:6, before you ridicule somebody, remember, said destructive words are fueled by hell. Amen? Let's look at a tongue that's smoothing or a sharp one. Smoothing words. Smoothing words heal. A quiet and gentle spirit is precious to God and does not need to snap a yell. The smoothing tongue is a tree of life, but it prefers tongue crush the spirit, as Proverbs 15:4. Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. In Proverbs 25:15, through patience and rule, can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. In Proverbs 31:26, she opened her mouth in wisdom, and teachings of kindness is on her tongue. Do we have any callers, Pastor?
Ah, Yes, we do. We have 111 caller. Let's see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Was Jesus black? Was Jesus black?
Was what?
Was Jesus black? Black man.
Yes.
We're not doing that. First and foremost, that ain't that's not the controversy. We're talking about the power of the tongue tonight. Now on another night,
I am asking about the Savior. Was he black?
No, we're not doing that tonight, sir. You came with that last night. You have a blessed night. God bless you.
Play my favorite gospel song.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
All
right,
how you doing? What is that?
Hello? I don't
know.
All right. Yeah, this is Beanie.
Hey, Beanie, what's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
All right, man. Just wanted to call the show, see how it's doing. Doing good, you know.
Yeah.
All righty, man. Just wanted to say hello. Hello to you. Hello to Pastor Wanda. And is Pastor Leroy there?
Yes, he is. Pastor Leroy is here. Let me bring him on. Okay. Yeah, Pastor Leroy. Be with you.
Pastor Leroy. Hey, I just wanted to say hello. He's not even there.
He's here. He didn't hang up.
Okay. He's probably taking a restroom break or something.
No, nope. I'm here. I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute, and I didn't take it off mute. Pastor Ken, thank you for allowing me to be on your show tonight, my brother.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome, my brother. All right.
And what's the question?
No, man, I just want to say hello.
No, I love you. Thank you for saying hello to me. I got a lot of my brothers listening tonight.
All right, man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. We got another caller here, 111. We bring on the radio.
Listen.
Okay, goodbye. All right. I guess, Pastor Wanda, you can continue.
All right. Let's look at 2 Timothy 2:24 and 25. And the Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach patient when wrong. When gentleness correct those who are in opposite. Perhaps God may grant them repentance leading into, I'm not biting my tongue, them into the knowledge of the truth.
Mm.
In Isaiah 30:15, when we abide in Christ.
Really?
When we abide in Christ, we stay calm and composed in quietness and trust. We find strength. Let's look at the sharpened
word.
Sharpened word cuts and slices like a chef knife. Sharp words include insult, jabbing, cursing word, usually spoken in anger and bitterness. And Psalm 52:2. When you practice to seek your tongue twice.
I don't care about that. That's fine.
When you practice to speak, your tongue plots destruction. It is like a sharpened razor in Psalm 52:2. In Psalm 57:4, I am in the midst of a lion. I am forced to dwell among raving beasts. Men whose teeth are spears and arrows, those tongues are sharp like swords. A motivational speaker, John Run, said, it is necessary to scorn. It is necessary to scold. say strong tones to sound the alarm to protect, not to harm and scar. Amen. Are your words fueling, is your tongue fueling words and the, or the spirit? Or say this. Let's look at the spirit-filled words. In James 3:8, spirit-filled words provide the power and wisdom to harshness the tongue. The Bible said no human being can tame the tongue. It is restless, evil, and full of deadly poison. Self-effort cannot tame the tongue, neither can good intention. We need the power of God, and we all have to have it. In Ephesians 5:17-20, it says, commands us to continue to feel the Holy Spirit. Our word reveals who controls our heart. A life filled in the Holy Spirit poured out blessing and thanksgiving. Spirit-filled lips make sweet music instead of noise and gongs. In Matthew 12:34-35, Jesus said, for the mouth speaketh out of which fills the heart. The good man out of the good treasures brings forth what is good. The evil man speaks out what is evil treasures.
I'm going to interrupt you, Wanda. I'm going to interrupt you for a minute. And we're going to say, when Wanda's talk is done, I'm going to come on. There
okay.
You go.
All right.
Please. Thank you, Father God. Okay. All right, I'm going to go back to that scripture. Matthew 12:34-35. Jesus said, for the mouth speaketh out of which is filled the heart. The good man out of the good treasures bring forth what is good. The evil man out of the evil treasures bring forth what is evil. And it's Galatians 5:22-23. The Holy Spirit is kind of fruit in our life, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The tongue to God as an instrument of righteousness in Romans 6:13. Ask him and he will fill you with the Holy Spirit. Practice offering his praises, his thanksgiving in Psalm 34:1. And watch God infuse your tongue with the life-giving power. Spirit-filled lip, bless God, people. Submitting your heart to God and your hand, him in the reins of your tongue. Let's look at what evil fused words. The scripture says, a tongue not under the control of the Holy Spirit is restless, evil, set on fire by hell, controlled by the evil one, and that's James 3:6. The tongue also is a fire, a whirl of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of the one's life on fire, and itself sets the fire by hell. It is restless, full of deadly poison, and that is James 3:6. By telling you of every careless word that people speak, they can give an account for it in the days of judgment. And I said to you, that every careless word what man speak, woman speak, they shall render account for in the day of judgment. For by their word you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. And that's Matthew 12:36-37. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 15:18. But the things that come out of your mouth comes forth the heart, and that defiles them. Amen? Let's look at Psalm 15:19. He gave me a lot of words about the mouth. Let your mouth say, don't let your mouth say anything evil. You speak plain deceit. You sit and talk against your own brother. You slander your own mother's son. When you did these things, I remained silent. That made you think I was like you. I was arguing my point with you and laid it all out for you to see. I have a precious friend who is radiant. His name is Jesus. He has blessed me with many, many ways with prayers, encouragement, and insight from walking with God. But she tells you she used to have a potty mouth. When she gave up her heart to Jesus, he transferred not only her heart, but also her tongue. The tongue is real small, but it's powerful, unbridled. Its dispersion, deadly poison, vital by the Holy Spirit. It blesses, refreshes, and gives life. Is your tongue heavily tooled or held weapon? Give your heart and tongues for Jesus today. Take control of what you say, O Lord, and guard my lips. In Psalm 141, as this is a prayer to pray for over your mouth, over your tongue. Okay? Lord, I know my tongues get often ahead of my mind and heart. I quickly to speak and repent and of the thoughtless things I have spoken. I am sorry for the words I have spoken in anger or in gossip. Please help me, Lord, Holy Spirit, to see when I'm about to speak without thinking and to check my heart, God. Help me to be slow to speak. Help me, Lord, to be a person full of loving words, filled of the Holy Spirit, overflow with love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, and kindness, and self-control. And I thank you, Father, that you have given me a mouth to be able to bless your holy name and to bless your people, to read your word, to speak your word, to pray and encourage. And that is your word for tonight in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Pastor, you have anything to say?
No, that was a great message, Pastor Wander. It was a great message about the tongue. Let's take a caller and see what maybe they have something to say about it. One, you're on the air.
I'd like to get four tickets.
You like to what?
I'd like to get four tickets to the coffee class.
There's no tickets to no coffee class.
I'd like to get four tickets to the St. Patrick's Day anal bash on R-Dash.
You know what, young man? You have a blessing across the night.
Okay, that's enough of that. 111, you're on air.
Be foolish.
Hi, this is Bobby. I'm the truck driver from the party store, and I have a delivery soon to be made. One dunk tank, one stripper pole, five ponies, a bounce house, a horse trailer
night.
With a glory hole,
you have
four raccoons, two little people.
Okay, yeah.
Let me get to saying, see, I cut stuff off because it's foolish. I heard it before he even started talking with after that, all that. It's really foolish. And then I just talk on the mouth. All that is nonsense. I wouldn't give them a chance. You hear it the first time, that's what got the sermon. Okay?
Yeah, amen.
There's a lot of foolish and gesturing. Okay? First of all, they didn't even give thanks to God before you even open your mouth. That's what the Lord had taught me. When I get on any other radio station, people don't come on there talking. You cut it off when it first started. Go to the next.
Amen.
Let you know.
Amen.
Do an alt pastor, you can do an alt call. And I'll send you and go pray.
Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to
That's
be your Lord,
great blessing time.
You can do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this small prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I'd like to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry like to welcome you to the family of God. And we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that is area code 657-383-1487. And press that 1 key. When you press the 1 key, we'll bring you on. You can tell the world that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. And you know what? Press the one key, man. Come on here. Come on here.
Yes.
With Pastor Ken.
Amen.
And myself, Pastor Leroy Jackson. And where am I from? I think everybody knows where I'm from. I'm not going to even mention it. But you know what? I'm glad to be on here with Pastor Ken Show. Call in, man. Come on. Let's keep the show going.
We got some callers. Let me see who we got. 111. You're on there. Okay, that sounded,
you know what that sounded like, Pastor Ken? You know what that sounded like?
That sounded like
this fucking guy, this Markoff from Clay Douglas's show is showing up again, and it really pisses me off, and that's what I think that was, my brother.
Okay. 111, you're on the air. Who do you have?
One horse trailer with glory hole, 10 chickens for egg hole fucking. Come to Ardash.
Okay.
You know what, Pastor Ken? Don't let that bullshit on your show, man. And I have been. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
111, you're on the air. What do we have?
I'd like 2 tickets to the anal bash, please.
There's no anal bash. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The coffee class?
There's no coffee class.
Damn it.
Pastor, y'all have a blessed and a prosperous night in Jesus' name. I'm going into prayer right now. God.
Amen, Pastor Wanda. God bless you. All righty. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Like 2 tickets to the coffee class, please.
There's no coffee class. All right. Okay. Well, we got another 111 call. Let's see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Butt sex.
All right. Goodbye. All right.
You know what, Pastor Ken? I love you, brother. But you know what? You need to have me monitor your board, man. Just saying.
Well, if I could figure out how to do that, I would, Pastor Leroy. Okay.
I have been the host on Pastor Ken's show, if you ever listen to it, for the past 6 weeks. I've been the host. So why don't you listen to it, man? Do you not like me?
I've listened to it sometimes. I've just been busy lately. I haven't had a chance to listen to it.
All right. I love you, Pastor Ken. I'm going to sit on the side.
All right. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, brother.
Hello.
Hello, brother.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Hello.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, 101, you're on the air.
Hello, Kenny.
Hey, DC2, what's up, my brother?
What's good, my man? How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
That is a beautiful thing. Kenny, I got a couple questions for you, brother. First off, I did not know you that you converted to Islam, brother. That is a beautiful thing. All praises
Islam.
To Allah. What?
I didn't convert to Islam. Okay.
But I heard
I did not.
I heard you last night. You said the thing. Somebody called in. I know I heard it. You said it twice, Kenny. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Hope somebody calls in and verifies that you are now Muslim. But anyway, my other question is, I have seen advertisements and heard of this amazing coffee class that you're going to teach on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. But, Kenny, it's been like 3 years, brother. When are you going to do it?
I'm not going to do it. I'm not teaching no coffee class.
You're not
going to
do it.
That's ridiculous.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
If you don't know how to make coffee, that's just plain stupidity.
No, Kenny, you're a master. You're a master class coffee maker, Kenny. I know many people have paid good money for your master class, Kenny. But anyway,
no.
I would like to talk to Kenny. Let me before you take any more calls, I want to publicly talk to Leroy right now. I know the brother's on the phone. I know he's inebriated. I've had a few Colt 45s myself. I'm getting real niggerish tonight. But I want to talk to him, and I want to apologize publicly. I have tried for a couple days now, and I know the brother's on the phone. Can I talk to him, please, Kenny?
Yes, go ahead, DC2.
Brother Jackson, you on the phone, my man.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, DC2. Let me tell you, brother, I love you. I know you went off the deep end, and I respect you, and that's it.
Well, let me say this, my man. I want to say first and foremost, I have no problem with you. There's no personal issue with you. And the biggest thing is I want you to know is when I said about the fiery death and all that, I did not mean that literally. But that's neither here nor there. I should have never said it. I mean, that's some black-on-black crime. We don't need that. We're trying to come together. And so I just wanted to publicly acknowledge my fault in that so everyone on that listens to the show will understand that, you know, when you make a mistake, the best thing you need to do is to apologize and own up to it. So, brother, I'm sorry. I hope that you're having a good night. It sounds like you're having a great night, man. I need to hit a couple more 45s myself. But sounds like you're having a beautiful evening. And so much love to you. And, Kenny, do you have any other calls, brother?
Yes, I do, actually. Okay, I got 101.
Bring phone, brother.
101, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Bolsek T. Bagger. I'm calling to... Colin, to say we have a membership for you, for ISIS, converted to Islam. We have a membership for you.
We're going to be a part of the club.
There we go again.
So you when you go to the website, hit the link.
Why even more, bro? Really?
Yeah.
Kenny, you just got invited to a club, I think, or something. Have you ever heard of the ISIS club? That's what they...
No,
the
I never heard of it.
That's what the brother just invited you into the club, brother.
Never heard of it.
Kenny, I thought... Never mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Take your calls, man.
Okay, 510, you're on the air. Is it Tommy?
It's Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing great.
That's good. Can I get tickets for the coffee class and the pancake making class?
I told you, Kenny.
The people, Kenny, the people have spoken. They want the classes, man. On the Riverwalk. You know you want to do it, man. Kenny.
No, can't do it on the Riverwalk.
Please.
It's all taken up.
Kenny.
Just do it for the community.
Kenny.
Huh?
Sell the tickets, Kenny. You got to, I mean, you want to make a profit, right, brother?
I ain't got no tickets.
That's a lie, Kenny. You lied. Kenny, the circle of trust, man. Come on, man.
Circle of trust. I got no tickets. I got no tickets.
Tommy, I think the problem is that it's sold out, man. It's sold out. It's hot. It's a hot ticket, brother.
Really? Because maybe Muslims don't drink and they don't make pancakes. Maybe it's against their religion.
That's a fair point. That is a fair point. I'm not an expert. Kenny would be the expert on that.
No, I'm
not an
expert.
Is it against religion?
Nah, it's not against my religion to drink coffee. I drink coffee all the time. And I eat pancakes.
So can you teach me how to make coffee and make pancakes?
Well, we don't have a class on it.
We can do Zoom calls. We can do Skype calls. You can start a YouTube channel. And then we pay for memberships. Come on, please.
I don't think anybody's going to want to pay for a membership to a coffee class or a pancake thing.
Kenny, are you crazy? People want the coffee class. Marcus has to have that recipe for your coffee, brother. I've heard him talk about it many times. He's asked you about it, and you giving him the cold shoulder, and he's a fellow homosexual. I don't understand that, Kenny. Do you hate gay people, too, like Ken?
No, I don't hate gay people.
Okay.
Don't hate any people.
Ooh, I heard a doggy. Amen.
Yep, me too. Okay, 101, you're on here. Let me see what we got. 101, you're on here. Hello? Yes, hello?
Welcome to Islam.
Man, a lot of Muslims listen to the show, Kenny.
I guess.
I pray 5 times a day.
Oh.
What about you?
Kenny, do you pray 5 times a day? You got your prayer mat, Kenny?
No, I ain't got a prayer mat.
Oh.
Do you
pray 5
goats?
Times a day, right? I'm sorry.
Do you bang goats?
Do I what?
Do you bang goats?
No, I don't bang goats.
Kenny like
egg hole?
Yeah, he like egg hole. He don't like goats.
He likes chickens.
He like chickens. Yeah, he likes chickens. Kenny, I ain't mad at you, brother. I love chicken, too, just in a different way, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't love chicken that way either. Okay, 1-1, you're on here. 1-1, you're on here.
Hello, I heard you have no Riverwalk. I have update. You have moved the Riverwalk to your address. It's now called the Coffee Bash on North Dash. I want 2 tickets.
Oh. This sounds like your manager, Kenny. Is your manager calling in?
Yes, this is his manager.
Hi, Peter.
This is Asla. This is Asla.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, sir.
We got people coming from Pakistan, from Afghanistan, from Iran, from Saudi Arabia. But we don't accept people from Syria.
Hi, Peter.
What about Tel Aviv? Tenet has a real...
No, sir, we don't allow Jews, but we do allow Jews who converted to Islam, like Mr. Tenet Fishman.
Oh, his name is actually now Osama bin Fishman.
Osama bin Fishman.
Yes,
good name, sir.
That's his Muslim name. It's his Muslim name.
Good name, sir.
Amen.
Good name, sir. I want a ticket to the coffee bash on our dash, Mr. Osama bin Fishman.
Vibrator.
We don't have anything.
Brother Osama, why are you strong arming these wonderful Muslim people? I don't understand, Kenny. Excuse me, bro. I got to get used to it, brother Osama. I'm sorry. I got to get used to the name change. I'll get used to it. Just give me some time. Do you have any other callers, Osama, sir?
I got all the calls, but they haven't pressed the one key as of yet.
Oh. Well, that's the same.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Damn it.
Okay. Okay. Well,
Kenny, don't end the show, brother. Kenny, don't end the show, brother.
Why? There is nothing else going on.
And Kenny, you got to give a little bit of time for people to call, you know? Maybe they're nervous about hitting the one key. Listen, if you're on the line, come on. It's all family here, brother. I was hoping that Grover Washington would call in and give us an update on his situation, but I guess he's not available. I don't know what he could possibly be doing. I do know the man's had COVID 39 times, so he might have it again. I don't know, but I think he needs to call in. Another brother named Jeffrey was going to call in, but I guess he has not chosen not to call in. So I don't know what's going on tonight, but I think you should give, you know, people a little bit more time to call. I know that you're very impatient, but maybe you should, maybe share the word of the Lord right now. Say a prayer or something if there's nobody calling.
Oh, we got a call here from 111. 111, you're on the air.
Alhamdulillah.
Hello.
Osama, alhamdulillah, salam alayhim.
As-salamu alaykum.
Osama, do you know the punishment for leaving Islam?
Do I know the punishment for leaving Islam? No.
Yes. It is death. You will be apostate. You don't want to be apostate. You understand?
How come there's people that left the Muslim religion and they're not dead?
They are on my list to kill.
Oh.
That is your answer.
Okay. You just haven't got to
Osama.
Yet.
Osama Ken. You are wise for taking the shahada.
Okay. We got a telephone number by 412. No. You're on the air. Who do we have?
Hey, Ken. This is Veronica. How are you?
All right. How you doing, Veronica?
Good. Hey, DC2. Leroy, how's everybody doing tonight?
Shalom, brother.
I was just listening in, and I heard earlier that you guys were talking about people that were feeling kind of trapped, and that just really hit home with me, you know, obviously my situation. I'm a female trapped in a man's body, and I'm also, I feel like I'm supposed to be a white man that's trapped in a black body, and I just don't know how to do it anymore. I've been really down on myself, and I'm just kind of looking for some help, some praise, maybe some positive words to lift me back up.
Well, I like to say to you, my brother, sister, is be yourself, okay?
What's with the laughter? What's going on?
They thought that was funny, I guess. I don't know.
Ken, can I please get some positive words?
Yeah, you can get positive words. Like I said, just be yourself. You know what I mean? I mean, you're a female trapped in a man's body, and you're a white man trapped in a black man's body. Okay? Well, I mean...
A black female. I'm trying to go through this transition, and it's not easy.
Okay. Well,
Kenny, let me ask you a question to further this conversation. This young man has a problem. Have you, Ken, personally in your life known anybody that has gone through that transition that the caller has spoke about? Because I think it's very brave for somebody to do that. You know, it's not an easy thing. And, Kenny, I would like to hear, because I think you would probably, I don't know anyone personally, myself, that has gone through such a transformation. I would
me
think
either.
You, oh, you don't know?
Thank
else?
You.
Okay.
That
no,
means
no.
so
no
much
either.
To me, DC2. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Listen, you know, I mean, I feel bad. I wish there was more resources for a person that's going through something like that. You know what I'm saying? So my heart goes out to you. I wish Kenny had some more advice. I mean, he's the godly man of the show, but he doesn't seem to have a lot to say about this. He doesn't really seem to want to uplift you, but I'm doing my best here. I think you sound like a wonderful person. I would just tell you to hang in there, seek counsel from people that have knowledge in that area of the
yeah.
transition, and you know, do a lot of prayer and listen to the experts, because they know more than I do. I'm just trying to uplift your spirit, if you will.
Amen.
How about
Amen.
Pastor Leroy? Do you have any inspiring words?
Pastor Leroy, are you there?
Kenny, give them your Islamic knowledge.
I don't really have Islamic knowledge. I'm new to all this.
Is Pastor Leroy single by chance?
Uh-oh.
No,
yeah,
he's
I'm
married.
Still there, man. I'm there. I've had a lot of alcohol tonight, so I'm not going to comment on anything. God bless alcohol.
My end goal here is to get my large penis cut off and to find a strong and independent black man who is heavily involved with God.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe Leroy could reach out sometime, get a coffee.
Maybe y'all could meet Kenny's coffee class. Oh, sorry.
That's a great
idea. Osama's coffee class. I'm sorry, Osama. I got to get used to the name change. Osama. You got to set him up, man, so he can meet Leroy at the coffee class. If nothing else, you can make a new friend.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, 111, you're on here. Okay, that's 111. 111, you're on here.
I have a question for Veronica.
Yeah.
Oh.
How big is your penis?
Right now, I'm not doing it. It's pretty flaccid right now. It's sitting at probably about 8.5.
Oh, Lord, that's almost DC3 level. Holy, my Lord.
But that reminds me of Ken Fishman.
Get me going. That's impressive. We will definitely hit double digits.
That's impressive, brother. Not congratulations. I feel bad, but, you know, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I need rid of this thing. It's such a nuisance.
Maybe you could give it to Johnny Longfeather. I heard he had a micro penis. You could just, I mean, it would look funny because he a white man, but you give him a black penis, I bet his confidence would go right up.
Oh, I have already given it to Johnny Longfeather.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Did you give it
That's
to him?
That's rude.
Anally?
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Johnny is a bottom? He took, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Johnny.
That's rude.
If you're listening, Johnny, man, it takes a real special kind of asshole to take that much cock. Congratulations,
I
brother.
I had Johnny Longfeather doing the.
Wow. I bet he was doing that Ashley voice. Hi.
No.
Wait a minute. Is that Johnny Longfeather that's on the line? It sounds like him. Johnny?
No. Johnny, are you there?
No.
Oh, it's the love connection.
Johnny, you still owe me $50 from that.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Okay. Let's take a call here. 111. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Abel, and I'm being haunted by a vibrator.
I've heard that vibrator every time you've called, sir.
I know. It's a demon that's supposed to be a vibrator.
That's a demon vibrator.
DC2, hey, I'm going to jump, guys. I did see that there is another caller in the queue. So I'll jump off so you can take his call.
Okay. Amen. All right.
Thank
you for
the kind words. Bye, DC2. Johnny, I want my $50. Bye.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you for calling, Veronica.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Osama, take control. This is Radio Islam.
Okay, 585, you're on the air. Is this Cobra?
Hello there, everybody. This is Speed Cobra Jeff. How are you tonight?
Oh, we finally called it. Thank you, brother, for calling in. Kenny, I'm going to mute myself because I think there's going to be some fireworks, brother.
Yeah, I'm muting myself, too.
How you doing? Not too bad. Who do we have on the air tonight?
Well, we got Pastor Leroy, Veronica, Tommy, DC2.
Are you telling me we have the Pastor Leroy from the Bronx on tonight?
Yeah.
The Pastor Leroy. Oh, my God. I'm starstruck over him. You there, Leroy?
Yeah.
Or is he too intoxicated to talk tonight?
No, I'm here.
How you doing, Leroy?
I don't have much to say to you, Pastor Jeff, and God bless you. That's it.
Aw, come on. You got to have something to say to me. Kids, this is a lesson not to drink. Look what it does to you. You'll turn out to be like Pastor Leroy. A 15-year-old attention-seeking whore.
Oh.
You didn't know that, Kenny? You know, no. Pastor Leroy, he likes to go on about 43 different blog talk shows just because he loves the attention. It has to be all about him. He takes away from the actual host of the show, like yourself and Pastor Kent.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No.
What kind of example is a drunk pastor setting for your community, Kenny?
Well, he's not really setting an example, okay? I don't know what's going on with Pastor Leroy. I think Pastor Leroy's got some issues going on. I don't know what they are. But if I can help him, love to.
He has some true issues, you know. You know, one of the biggest issues that I've been hearing about is his homosexual relations with Pastor Kent. I don't think that's very, very good. And that's the truth.
Well, I don't think that's true. I don't think Pastor Leroy.
I have good sources that it is true. You know, you know what those pastors from the Bronx do, you know. They'll lie and tell fibs, you know, like saying they get hit by a train and die and then magically get resurrected by some Harry Potter stone or something like that. You know, that's what these pastors do nowadays. They're not like true pastors like yourself.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard anything bad about Pastor Leroy and Pastor Kent. I heard that Pastor Kent is having problems with incontinence, and he's having to wear a diaper now. But I pray for him, and hopefully he'll get better. Okay, and he won't have to keep wearing a diaper.
Oh, very, very good, Ken. I came on because I'm a huge fan of you. You know, you and I have always gotten along. And you know, I wanted to talk to Pastor Leroy. You know, I know him and I have some words we got to discuss. And you know, I figured I know he's pretty intoxicated tonight, and usually that's when he puts his big boy pants on. And you know, he hasn't decided to speak up.
Brother, I'm just gonna say this to you, Jeff. Leroy's hammered. There's no two ways about it. Whatever you thought he was going to say, the brother can hardly speak English right now. So I think probably it's best it's on the shelf for another time, because he is definitely not in his right mind.
But DC2, is he ever in his right mind, my friend?
Well, I mean, I don't think he's drunk during Kent's shows, just Kent's. So
no, the sound he makes during Kent's show is probably Kent's cock in his mouth. There's a difference. He's not drunk.
Oh, Lord.
You know?
Lord have mercy.
Excuse my language, Kenny. I apologize to you.
I like the sound.
I don't know about any of that, but, it is very disappointing that Jeff called in and took the time out of his night to call in, and Barry's pretty much dead, half dead. But that's all right.
Yeah, I was,
You tried, brother. That's all you can do.
I apologize for not calling a little sooner, but
I wouldn't have mattered, man. He's been hammered the whole night.
Hitting the bottle a little early. Usually people, grow muscles when they get, have a few drinks in them.
Yeah, there's that sweet spot where, you're super aggressive. He's gone way past that. He's just hammered.
I don't know. Interesting. Well, it's a shame, Like I said, I wanted to call in, and, I always support you, Kenny. You know that. I love you. Love the show.
Yeah,
love you. And
love you, too.
And continue to do God's word. And everybody else, DC2, love you, buddy. Everybody else that's on the line, I love you too.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you
I
calling
love you,
in,
Jeff.
Man.
Love you too, Jeff.
Hopefully you all can, air this out at some point when he's functional. But who knows?
I doubt it,
yeah.
But, well, you all have a fantastic, wonderful night.
You too,
you
brother.
You too,
take it easy.
Bless you.
Then he's put.
Yeah. 111, you're on the air. Who do I have?
I got cut off.
Oh.
I'm the one having the problem with the ghost of, that's the ghost of a vibrator.
Oh.
Kenny,
what should I do?
Kenny, you need to go there and take that demon vibrator and shove it up Tony Farrar's asshole. Immediately,
no.
Tony. I mean, Kenny. Come on, brother.
No.
Okay, well, you can shove it in your own asshole, but it's a demon vibrator.
No. No.
Can you
and
do
I
an exorcism?
There's nothing in anybody's asshole.
An A?
Can you do an exorcism, please?
An exorcism on a vibrator?
Yes.
Kenny, just turn it on and put it in your asshole.
No, I don't do that.
Osama, I'm sorry. To all the Muslim people, I'm very sorry for continuing to not call Kenny by his Islamic name, Osama. I'm just so used to calling him Kenny. But, Osama, I think you need to help this man. You need to get this demon vibrator somewhere very tight and warm. Amen.
Yes, Osama can buy Osama can Fishman. Please do an exorcism.
I'm not Catholic, okay? You have to be Catholic to do exorcism. Okay?
No,
you're on here.
I didn't remember hitting one.
Yeah, you got your hand up.
Yeah.
Is that
Ashley? What's this about him? Yes, it's Ashley.
Shalom. It's DC2, baby. How you doing?
Gross.
Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah,
I'm
doing all right.
What's good?
No, I did not get hit by a train. I didn't get hit by a train, like someone else did. So I don't know what's up with that.
What do you think of the show then?
That's actually why I wanted the other thing I was going to ask. I was a little bit nervous calling, but I guess I'll ask you. So now that you've converted to Islam, Ken, what's the new name of the show going to be?
Oh, good question. Great question. Diamond with those no?
I didn't convert to Islam, and the show's going to be So God's Rainbow Ministry.
Oh.
I think Allah's Rainbow Ministries would be more appropriate.
Oh, that's not bad, Kenny.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
Well, that's a good name. Listen, Kenny, I think Ashley came up with a good name. I think that is a very, very good Muslim name, very godly. Praise be to Allah. I don't know how you feel about it, Kenny, but I think Ashley, that was a really solid call, and I really, you know, I think that's a great name for the rebranding of your show. Sorry, Osama, I'm so bad at this, man.
Gavin Moorhead says, "Go fuck ministries."
Go fuck ministries.
Ministries.
Oh, I don't think Osama fucks ghosts though. I don't think.
Yeah, I heard he was into horses. I thought he was into horses.
False.
Well, Kenny was into horses and chickens, but Osama is he don't like pork. He don't like meat. Right, right, Osama.
Well, I do like me a ham.
Oh. Uh-oh. Well, you like my cousin Fruity. He a ham and a half. He act crazy all the time, brother.
scandalous. Very scandalous.
Kenny, you got another call us, man? Because you're leaving Ashley on the line, and, you know, you need to see if there's any other callers, brother.
No, there ain't any more callers. I mean, there's people that called, but they haven't pressed the one key. Oh, wait a minute. Here's somebody pressing the one key. He didn't press the one key just now. 111, you're on there.
Ken, this is Lunch Meat Pete, and I do have a kosher ham available.
Well, that's good there, Lunch Meat Pete.
That man sounds awfully similar to another man that I know that has a micro penis, but I will let him remain nameless.
Don't be
rude.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Doesn't he sound similar, Osama?
Yes, he does.
Amen. What's with
the other person that you see? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Does that other person you're talking about have huge teeth in the casino?
Yeah.
That would be that's affirmative. That's a very, very, yes, that would be true.
There's one of his casinos opened up near me, by the way. He's opening casinos all over the country.
Oh, really?
Can I ask Mr. Pete a question? Mr. Pete, this is DC2. I know you have a lot of money and you working with Ben, what's his name? Ben Buford Fontaine. So are you going to use your earnings on a penile implant, sir?
Crude.
That
hey,
is
Pete,
most
I
definitely
have some meat you could use.
Oh, no, that's spicy. That's spicy meat. Kenny, are you getting excited by this talk? We got to stop talking about cock. Kenny's going to get horny. Sorry. Osama's going to get horny up in the show.
No, I don't get horny. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay. Well,
I gotta say, Osama, very solid show tonight. Very, very nicely done.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say good night to everybody. It's getting praise be, yes, man. It's awful. Okay. Oh, we got another caller here. 111. 111, you're on the air.
Southwest Airlines, flight 370. You know what to do. You know what
Speak
to
up,
do.
Brother. We can't hear you.
Osama, you know what to do.
We can't hear you.
Baby,
you need to speak up.
First. It sounds like he's just in the asshole.
Pay your phone bill.
Hey.
And if that Osama.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. We hear you now.
Southwest Airlines Flight 370. You know what to do. You know what to do.
Osama, you gonna commit a crime in the name of Allah?
No.
He's looking for a pilot.
That's why you didn't do shows for so long. You was getting your pilot license. Now it all makes sense.
Oh, Kenny's about to do some diabolical shit.
No.
Don't even think about it.
Osama, are you wearing your turban right now?
No.
Did you let your beard grow out?
My beard's growing out, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Did it pass your neck?
Are you ready for the mission, Osama?
No mission.
Have you been training? Have you been training?
No.
I know they have camps for that. I would think the COPD would slow you down, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, okay.
Oh, one more thing.
Have a great night. God bless. Talk to you everybody tomorrow.
Allah Akbar.
Oh. Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
Good night, everyone.
Allah Akbar.
Thank you. Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Praise Muhammad.
Oh, hello, Osama.